Happy Sunday morning. Eric Kaiser and my Spiritual Awakening podcast just follows the events of my life to kind of show what's going on and why being involved in awakening is so special. Say good morning to my whole 5 followers. Yes, I counted the listens from yesterday. There's a whole 5 people, but you know, one day when that's 5 million, I'll look back at this day and kind of giggle. Now, I know that's kind of arrogant to say, right? 5 million people. But why do I say 5 million instead of maybe 5,000 or 50,000 or anything else? Because if you're only shooting for that, that's what you're going to reach. So I figure I'll shoot for 5 million and I'll take what I can get, right? That's the key to all this. Just, you know, be grateful for what you get. The fact that I put in the work every day and talk into this thing. Well, not every day, but as much as possible. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still a full-time dad. You know, I pretty much work from home, so spend a lot of time with my kids. Still trying to deal with things with my wife. And, you know, I keep being told in different groups about awakenings that, oh yeah, you can fix it, you know, you can this, you can that, like, but some people don't realize, like, after 6 years, and, you know, me and my wife's relationship streams off of when we first met. I was a party guy, she didn't mind that, and that's how our relationship went. What people don't realize in these groups are, yes, back then I might have turned a blind eye to a lot of her habits, but we still argued about the same shit that we argue about today, you know? Cleaning dishes, doing their part, and I know anybody could say, well, why don't you do it? Well, because why should I have to work full-time, take care of my kids? Like, the second she was pregnant again with our daughter, I started taking care of Grayson. You know, for the first 5 years of relationship, I cooked and did every meal possible. And the only thing she really had to do was take care of laundry, dishes, and the house. And even back then, she didn't want to do that. She didn't want to hold down a job. She didn't want to do anything. So, sorry if I'm venting a little bit right now, but it's just aggravating when you're in different groups and you are going through an awakening. And anybody going through an awakening, listen to this, might have the same issue, and this might help them get through it. But, you know, I looked at her this morning. And keep in mind, I share a lot of content with Carla to kind of even help her, because Carla's problem is her inner child is destroyed, and that's why she reacts to any kind of conversation like a child and gets mad and stomps her feet and wants to argue. And, you know, that's not really who I am, but yes, do I get sucked into that? I used to all the time. I have made great leaps and bounds. Now, the other day, I kind of let my tongue fly and it didn't feel good, you know, and it never felt good, but it's not like I put her down or anything. I just point out the obvious problems, which, you know that I dealt with it the wrong way in the beginning. But I was a party guy. I didn't really care. And, you know, to get a divorce over simple things, just a person's habits. And the most, you know, annoying part about those habits are, and this is the part I've been trying to get through her to, you know, I'm willing to work through anything. I've been punched in the face enough by her to, if I can forgive those actions, I can forgive anything. I forgave her for talking to 2 different dudes behind my back. You know, I forgave her for a lot of things. And what people in awakening don't understand, and I think this gets misunderstood a lot in awakening, right? Sometimes we put certain people in our lives to change us, to maybe make us go the rest of the way, right? And, you know, I believe Carla has a lot to do with my awakening process, because I believe I put Carla in my life to make me feel the pain that other people felt from dealing with me back in the day when I was a partier and I didn't respect people's feelings and I did whatever the fuck I wanted to do and I cheated and I just act like I didn't care. Kind of just like my wife acts, right? She don't care about anybody's feelings but her own. And, you know, I really care about her. I don't want to see anything bad happen to her. But my wife has a bad habit of thinking that you could pull out a Band-Aid and just patch the situation and then take the easiest road and it'll work its way out. You know, I'm going to call it right now. if we don't reconcile and we do move back to Georgia, you know, I'm going to do my own thing. And I will fill everybody in on what's going on now, because it's super exciting. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel if you're always looking for that light. Always remember that. I never stop looking for the light. I throw seeds all over the place and I let stuff grow. And if it grows to be beautiful, I jump on it. If it grows to be something that just ain't worth the time, then kind of let it go, right? So pretty simple concept. But, you know, anybody going through things in life right now, life comes down to choices and personal development choices. And if you choose to be the best version of yourself, you start to win in life. And that's just the way it works. I don't know how easier it is to break it down to people, but why do you think Tony Robbins is who he is and every other motivational person? And then on the spiritual awakening side, it's just the path of the ultimate personal development. And if you choose that path, it's almost like you're rewarded. So you go back to Carla real quick. She has simple habits in front of her that she knows that she could change and it would probably save her relationship. But it's easier not to change herself, to keep using the excuse that, oh, I'll just never be good enough for you. I love my wife. She's plenty enough for me. She just has habits that we don't click with. And they're simple habits that can be changed. You know, give 100% of yourself to the relationship like the other human being did, right? I worked my ass off a lot. And I did it for what? Been together over 6 years. She never really had to worry about finances. I kept her habits. You know, she likes to burn. And I always kept it around for her. I made sure it was there. You know, it friggin' is what it is. You know, we're just to the point now that you know, she thinks it'll be easier to move back into her mom's. Now, let me break this down to y'all. I'm so easygoing, it's not funny. It takes a lot to even get me to the point where I have to say something about something. I try to eat my shit as much as I can to the point of explosion, and that's the problem. It gets so just disrespect. We just had a battle with fleas, man, and that just comes from, you know, I'm not there during the day because once I started to work at home, it caused too many ruffles because I got to see how she was living her life, so she pretty much threw me out of my own house during work time. So, you know, I'm not there to see what's going on, and I know what's going on. She lives in a device, the kids kind of do what they do, and everything else gets ignored, and when that happens, just live at a shitty vibration, and that's how you get infested by fleas and shit, because people aren't cleaning, they're not paying attention. Life is simple. Live in a moment. Be present, right? If you're present, your life will go great. That means paying attention, just what's around you. Don't live inside your freaking device. Don't live inside a television. Is that television going to give you the same feelings that love will give you? Because I hate to say it, but my wife is going to go through some really terrible times to look back and say, holy shit, because I said to her today, I said, you know, it sucks. Like, you could save our marriage. And she doesn't understand. Once I'm forced back to Georgia, that's it, you know? And before we even leave, like, I'm getting a paper drawn up to have a non-contested divorce because I don't want any attachment after this, you know? It friggin' hurts to give somebody 6 years of your life and for them never to even try a little bit. So I know what other people felt like. I know why Carla was in my life. And I also know why I need to remove Carla from this situation of my life, but just as a romance, not as a friendship, not as a parent, not anything like that. I want to do that perfect 50-50, things like that. But, you know, life is tough, and be careful what you listen to on the internet. You know, I had some girl pretty much do what a lot of people have done to me, right? Nobody wants to believe that women can have emotional issues that turn them violent. And yeah, maybe I know how to push the buttons, but I'm only a human being. And before 45 days ago, I didn't understand a lot of what I understand now. And now that I understand it all, I'm trying to be her teacher and teach her, and she's just not, she doesn't want to be a student. So, you know, when it comes back to the pages I'm asking advice on, that's the stuff people have to realize. Like, this didn't just 45 days ago, me wake up and go, oh, I don't like my wife anymore because she's a slob and she stares at a cell phone and she lives in a TV. That's not it at all. I've been slowly talking to her about her issues for 6 years of her life and getting beat up for it every damn time. So, you know, it's not even, I really inside don't want to be romantic with my wife anymore. You know, she totally turned into a different person even after marriage, with the dreadlocks and the pink hair, and just, if that's who she wants to be, that's cool. But see, in my eyes, a 30-year-old mom and woman should really just want to carry themselves better. But I guess that's ignorant of me to say. But I try to be the best version of an adult that I can for my kids, and I still have work to do, just like everybody else. You know, we all have work to do. But the ones who are changing are the ones realizing that we have work to do. You know, if you don't stop and look at your life and say, okay, I can change this, 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 and this to make this person happy, I'm going to do that. You know, when we get to being people and we don't do things like that, that's when change don't happen. So that was my vent. That felt wonderful to get that off my chest for the last time. And trust me, I'm not going to talk about this issue anymore. Today was it, you know. Today was the last time I tried to look at her and say, you know, the only reason why we fight is because you don't want to do your part. And now you're going to move in with your mom. And what, you're going to all of a sudden transform into a different person who's going to want to do the laundry on time instead of letting it stack up against the wall and be moist and sit on the floor and smell, you know? Are you going to take your dirty dish and throw it in the sink full of food so somebody else can scrape it out instead of throwing it in a trash can? You know, are you going to leave trash all over your house? Are you not going to clean? You know, these are just simple things, people. And if you're in a relationship like that, trust me, stop slamming your head into a wall. It's just pointless. But all right, what's the good shit that's going on, right? Y'all need to start checking out that cat, Spiro. Some dude lives in my complex, somebody I met through my awakening, and somebody who very quickly we connected. And the dude's going to be a superstar. You think MGK and Eminem are badasses? This dude's going to destroy shit. And when he comes, he's coming hard, and his time's coming soon. I can feel it. He can feel it. We can all feel it. It gives you chills when you really think about it. But the beautiful thing is, I've always had a concept for a clothing brand, merchandise brand, that has a surrounding around marijuana and a prohibition against alcohol type of deal. I'm not going to drop the name yet, just because I own the .com, and we're going through copywriting and everything right now. And, you know, we plan on bringing out some stuff that's just going to be game changing. I don't know how, if people realize, like, I am in digital marketing, right? This dude should be known by millions. His YouTube channel only has 1,300 people on it. So, you know, it's just his time right now. And I see, you got to understand how the pieces are going to fall together. And this is why I'm a pretty good business person. But he's going to be his own brand. Like, when he takes off, he's going to be known by millions of people. If he's rocking our clothes, using our products and everything else and promoting them, what do you think's going to happen? We're going to, like, overnight. You know, I put it out there, I want to make $100 million. I used to put that out there just for a positive affirmation, because that's what I was learning in motivational speech, right? Always be positive and just have positive affirmations and good shit will come, right? Just like now, I know if you really control your thoughts and you kind of keep them all good, great things come your way. That's the biggest problem with my wife. I'm trying to just have the best thoughts in the world, and I keep getting sidetracked a little bit by our relationship. So that's behind me. So now what do I envision, right? I envision everything we're going to do with this brand. I envision the you know, events that we're going to attend to push our brand. I see him on stage already talking about the brand, and I already hear it in his lyrics. You know what I mean? That's how you create great things, people. You know? Number one, plant the seeds, right? Course of action always has to be taken. If I didn't talk to him the way I talked to him the first time I met him, none of this would probably be going on, right? We might have just took care of the business that we had, and that was that. But we linked, and we linked hard. And why is this so tangible? Well, because he has an investor investing in his music that's probably worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So when you think of that, the guy is an angel investor, and we're going to give him a nice piece of it. Oh, no problem. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that's going to go down, right? give him a piece of it, and we're getting the building right now. I'm writing the business plan, doing all the research of other companies kind of similar to the clothing line idea that we have. And the exciting thing is how much merchandise I already have in mind for this brand. And with money, you can make anything come true. Always remember that. Money's just a tool. And if you take it and invest in yourself, then good things will happen. So always spend your money on ways that can make you more money, and that'll probably get you to where you need to be. If you look at my life, up until 45 days ago, I really lived it the wrong way. And now that I know better, I plan on doing a lot better. You know, I'm going to make sure I get caught up with my ex and, you know, just get my relationship back with my son and my daughter and, you know, really just start caring about myself 100% again. You know, I'm not all the way there yet. Still beat myself up a lot. So don't beat yourself up on this Sunday. Go have some fun. Sorry that was a little bit long. Sorry that you had to hear me vent again. It's just, you know, when you really invest that much time and energy into something, you really want to see it work for your kids. I really don't want to move back to Georgia, but, you know, the universe has it. Like I told Carla, what if this lands and this guy says, all right, here's a bunch of money, make this happen. I don't want any of y'all paying attention to anything but this. This is how much money you're going to make. And it's enough money to set her up so she can get her life going, you know. Still, she goes. But I won't have any help. Man, oh man. I'm just gonna leave it with that. Hope everybody has a great Sunday. And for the five people listening, I don't know who you are, but I love you. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.